The Osgood File. Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's been to the moon and back, and soon it may be in a museum near you. More after this. It is probably the most famous space vehicle in history.
2-1-0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Oh, boy, it looks good, Wally. What a moment. On the way there
in the Apollo 11 command module, the only part of that giant ship to come back to Earth, carrying Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins after that first trip to the surface of the moon. Since 1976, the module has been displayed at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum in Washington, but now crews at the museum's huge annex in Chantilly, Virginia, are getting it ready for a tour of four cities. Miriam Springle is in charge of the tour, which she's been planning for 2 years.
Documenting and identifying the exact condition of every square millimeter of the object, so that over the course of the tour, nothing moves, nothing shifts, nothing can be damaged.
This, after all, is the real thing. You can still see the scorch marks from the reentry. The exhibit will also include the gloves and a visor that Buzz Aldrin wore on the moon, and the rock box that protected the first lunar samples. Senior curator Alan Nidell says it represents not only a remarkable engineering accomplishment, but a critical chapter in American history.
It has cultural and it has political significance. In 1969, we were at war in Vietnam, that there was a lot of division in the country. It served a very important unifying mission.
The Apollo 11 module will go to Houston, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and finally wind up at the Museum of Flight at Boeing Field in Seattle in time for the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, July 20th, 2019. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.